You're listening to 88.5 WFDD. I'm Emily McCord. A global summit to address climate change wrapped up in Peru last week. After 36 hours of negotiation, a draft of the Lima Accords is presented, a plan which will change how countries deal with carbon emissions. Wake Forest professor Justin Catanoso is a regular WFDD contributor, and he was at the UN climate talks. We spoke with him before he left and reported that there was momentum and optimism ahead of the summit. Now, Catanoso says there are many positive takeaways, but challenges remain.
You know, the Lima Accord coming out of the UN Climate Summit, it's the first deal that commits every country in the world to reducing their fossil fuel emissions. And these are the things that cause global warming. So this represents a significant breakthrough in a 20-year effort by the UN to come up with some international accord to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
What didn't happen in Lima?
Well, what didn't happen is a top-down approach, which has failed in previous years. And that means that the top didn't say, here's how much you will reduce your emissions by. Every country will have the opportunity in the next 6 months to propose the amount of reductions that it will try to reach beginning in 2020. This represents a significant breakthrough and a 20-year effort on the part of the UN to come up with some kind of international accord in this regard. The downside, though, is that every nation gets to set its own levels. There isn't sort of a mandated amount that you have to bring your carbon emissions down. And if we don't have that mandated amount, then we may not be able to keep global warming under 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit in the next 50 to 75 years. That's the point in which scientists say if we get warmer than that, things really spin out of control. The planet becomes increasingly uninhabitable above 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than we are now.
You know, before Peru, there was a lot of optimism going into this, particularly now that the U.S. and China have agreed to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions.
Yeah.
Is that still the feeling coming out of Peru?
Certainly among the people that were negotiating. You know, I spent a lot of time in the media center, and there were journalists from all over the world. And as I talked to them, I kind of felt like they were the most skeptical. They were the ones who were the least optimistic that things were happening. But when I went to the panels and I listened to speakers and I went to the press conferences, there really was a lot of optimism that the best and the brightest people in government and environment, in the energy sector and innovation, like they were figuring out ways to address these big global issues. And there was a good amount of optimism in Lima. It's just so hard to get an agreement when there's so many political and economic considerations going on.
You said before you left, we had a conversation where you felt you weren't sure that we could make a difference on an individual level, but I think you've changed your mind about that.
You know, I really have. I think maybe I was naive in saying that the last time we spoke. I met so many inspiring individuals that little by little, project by project, are out there in the world trying to have an impact on climate change. One person in particular was a French researcher with the Woods Hole Research Center out of Massachusetts, and his name is Merlin Kermark. He's doing a pilot project in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. This is the poorest country on Earth, and he's working in the poorest region. He's trying to get them to figure out how to stop cutting down their tropical forests.
It goes beyond border. As human beings, we have a responsibility to care for our planet and our forest. The forest is a very important part of it.
And so he's doing that with really smart agricultural techniques. And the reason they're burning down these forests is because they have no energy other than charcoal to produce heat or cooking resources. So he's also helping them figure out how to heat their homes and how to cook their food in ways that also isn't environmentally damaging. It's individuals that are doing these small projects that are getting scaled up to either citywide or national levels. A lot of stuff that's happening in this space is starting with individuals that are representing NGOs or scientific groups that are making a difference and saying, look, this works at a small scale. Let's make it bigger so we really have an impact.
What's next?
What's next is all these countries have to report back within 6 months what their targets are for greenhouse gas emissions. This is all rolling into momentum for the Paris meeting next year that the UN will hold, where all these countries will sign an accord that hopefully will be binding and that we really will get on a path to reducing carbon emissions and trying to put this global warming in check.
That's Wake Forest Professor Justin Catanoso. For WFDD, I'm Emily McCord.